You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis on Thursday invited the faithful to let themselves be drawn by Jesus, pointing out that Christian life is a daily struggle against temptation. Speaking during the homily at morning mass in the Casa Santa Marta, the Pope warned against the temptations that lead us down the wrong path. Referring to the Gospel reading of the day, Pope Francis said Jesus came to destroy the influence of evil in our hearts. Recounting the passage from the Gospel of Mark that tells of how large numbers of people followed Jesus with enthusiasm, the Pope posed the question, why were the crowds attracted? The Gospel, he said, tells us that some were sick and wanted to be healed, but there were also people who liked listening to Jesus because he touched their hearts. This was because, he explained, through the action of the Holy Spirit, the Father drew people to Jesus.
Era il padre che attirava la gente a Gesù.
He emphasized that the reason for which so many people were attracted by Jesus was nothing to do with apologetics. Francis also said that whenever we try to approach God, unclean spirits try to prevent us from doing so and wage a war against us. And those, he said, who feel they are very Catholic and never have temptations must pray because they're on the wrong path. A Christian life without temptations, he said, is not Christian. It is ideological, it is Gnostic, but it is not Christian.
Una vita cristiana senza tentazioni non è cristiana.
When the Father draws people to Jesus, Pope Francis explained, there is an opposite force that causes conflict. That's why St. Paul speaks of Christian life as a struggle, a daily struggle, a fight. The Pope concluded with the exhortation to fight on and feel the heart that struggles for the victory of Jesus. May the Lord give us the grace to know how to discern what is going on in our hearts and to choose the right path upon which the Father draws us to Jesus. I'm Linda Bordoni.